KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's check sports from around the area yesterday. A few activities on a Wednesday. Atlanta girls played pretty well at the Sioux City East Golf Tournament yesterday. The complete tourney results weren't available, but Atlantic placed second overall in the team scoring. They shot a 394 total. Alyssa Ginther led Atlantic with a low round of 83. That was good for runner-up medalist honors in that meet. Bailey Newell placed fourth overall. She carded a 94. Also for Atlantic, Hannah Alf shot a 105 and Anna Weezer a 112 yesterday to help out Atlantic's girls. Now, the girls' regional golf pairings were released yesterday afternoon by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Here's a look at some of those pairings in Class 1A, Region 2A. It'll be played at Fox Run and Council Bluffs, Booyer Valley, St. Albert, Heartland Christian, Logan Magnolia, Trainer, Tri-Center, Woodbine, and Woodbury Central all participating there. In Region 2B, Coon Rapids will host with Audubon, Coon Rapids Bayard, East Mills, Exira EHK, Glidden-Ralston, Griswold, IKM Manning, and Riverside all participating. Region 2C will be played in Anita with Cam, Earlham, East Union, Lamoni, Lenox, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Southwest Valley, and Woodward Granger all participating. Those teams will all be fighting for spots in the regional finals, which will be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. In Class 2A, in Region 2A, that'll be played at Red Oak, AHSTW will play, will battle against teams like Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southwest Iowa, and Underwood. Also in Class 3A, Region 1, up at Lamar's, Harlan and Carroll will be among those participating. Class 3A, Region 2 will be played at Adel. Atlantic will be part of that regional with ADM, Carlisle, Centerville, Sheraton, Clark, Creston, Glenwood, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, Pella, and Winterset. Also in Class 4A, regional play in Region 1 will be in West Des Moines. Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, and Denison will all be part of that action. Those first round of regional golf action is set for May 14th, and the regional finals will be held on May 21st. Well, the Western Iowa Conference held its conference track and field championships last night at Missouri Valley High School. Let's get a look at some of the girls' results first. Logan Magnolia won the team title with 139 points. Trainer with 132.5 was second. Underwood third with 123. AHSTW had 89.5 points for fourth, while Tri-Center with 81 was fifth. IKM Manning, Missouri Valley, Griswold, Audubon, and Riverside round out the rest of the field. Individually, Megan Carley of Trainer won both the 100 and 200-meter events, while Carly Larson of Underwood was the champ in the 400. Ryan Porch of AHSTW won the 800 meters. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center took the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia won the 100 hurdles, the 400 hurdles. Cecilia Myers of Underwood was the champ. In the relays, Tri-Center won the 4x100, the 4x200. AHSTW won the 4x4. The 4x8 title went to Logan Magnolia. AHSTW won the sprint medley relay. The distance medley relay went to Trainer, while Underwood grabbed the shuttle hurdle relay title. In the field events, Trainer's Sienna Black won the high jump. Griswold's Jocelyn Amos, the long jump champ. Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia won the shot put, while Lauren Shapcott of Underwood was the champ in the discus event. On the boys' side, Underwood captured the team title with 154 points. Trainer, runner-up with 121. Missouri Valley with 119 was third. IKM Manning fourth with 91.5. AHSTW with 79 was fifth. Audubon, Riverside, Logan Magnolia, Griswold, and Tri-Center round the rest of the field in that order. Individually, AHSTW got a win from Gage Clay in the 100. He also took the 200-meter title. Braden Wallen of Underwood won the 400 meters. Jalen Humphrey of Underwood took the 800. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer won the 1600 and the 3200-meter events. Skylar Schultes of Audubon was the champ in the 110 hurdles, the 400 hurdles. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley won that. In the relays, AHSTW took the 4x1 and the 4x200-meter titles. Missouri Valley grabbed the 4x4, Underwood the 4x8 championship. Also, AHSTW won the sprint medley relay. The distance medley title went to Trainer. Trainer also won the shuttle hurdle relay. In the field events, Trainer's Jack Tarks won the high jump. Underwood's Gavin Dominguez took the long jump. Audubon's Joseph Zager was the champ in the shot put event, while Brandon Magnuson of Underwood grabbed the discus title at the WIC meet last night. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Carlos Martinez was the star in the Cardinals' 3-2 win over the White Sox, smacking his first big league homer and limiting Chicago to a run and five hits over 7 1/3 scoreless innings. Dexter Fowler added a two-run homer against the White Sox, who have dropped four straight and 13 of 17. They're 12 games under 500. Mookie Betts launched three solo blasts while going 4-for-4 to lead the Red Sox past the Royals 5-4. That's the fourth three-homer game for the 25-year-old Betts, breaking a tie with Hall of Famer Ted Williams for the most in franchise history. J.D. Martinez also homered, and Drew Pomeranz allowed three runs over six innings as the Red Sox improved to an American League leading 22-8. Also in the AL, Cleveland beat Texas 12-4, Detroit over Tampa Bay in 12 innings 3-2. Minnesota beat Toronto 4-0. Yankees blanked Houston 4-0. Angels over Baltimore 10-7. Oakland beat Seattle 3-2. In the National League, Colorado over Chicago 11-2. San Francisco beat San Diego 9-4. Washington 9-3 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta beat the New York Mets 7-0. Philadelphia over Miami 6-0. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 3-1. LA over Arizona 2-1. Giants right-hander Johnny Cueto may meet with specialist Dr. James Andrews on the team's upcoming road trip to get his sore pitching elbow evaluated. Cueto was placed on the disabled list Tuesday night with inflammation in his right elbow. Manager Bruce Bochy later acknowledged that Cueto had been pitching with soreness in his previous two starts. Cueto leads the majors with a .84 earned run average. National second baseman Daniel Murphy says he's feeling discomfort when he runs as he tries to come back from right knee surgery. Murphy says he's not running the way he would if he was at 100%, adding that it's frustrating to be unable to play while his teammates compete so hard each night. Mets ace Jacob DeGrom had to leave Wednesday's start after four shutout innings because of a hyperextended pitching elbow. DeGrom has thrown 18 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings and seemed to be in control against the Braves, striking out four straight at one point to lower his ERA to 1.87. Well, the Diamondbacks have reached an agreement with Maricopa County that would give the franchise the immediate right to explore rebuilding Chase Field or moving to another site. The Memorandum of Understanding also gives the Diamondbacks complete control of Chase and stipulates the team will play there for at least five more seasons unless a new facility is ready somewhere else in Maricopa County. In NFL news, the NFL Players Union says former San Francisco 49ers safety Eric Reed has filed a grievance against the league. Reed alleges that he remains unsigned as a result of collusion by owners. He had joined former teammate Colin Kaepernick two seasons ago in kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality and racial inequality. He continued his protest last season and became a free agent this offseason when his rookie contract with the 49ers expired. Kaepernick wasn't signed for the 2017 season following his release in San Francisco. A person with direct knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the New York Giants have declined to pick up the fifth-year option of offensive tackle Eric Flowers' contract. The Giants also announced the signing of defensive tackle A.J. Francis and quarterback Alex Tanney. The Browns traded tight end Randall Telfer to the Kansas City Chiefs for defensive end Dottie Nicholas, a sixth-round draft pick in 2015. Telfer is the sixth veteran dealt by new Browns general manager John Dorsey, who continues to remold a team that has just one victory over the past two seasons. Well, the Utah Jazz are heading home after evening their Western Conference semifinal series at a game apiece. Joe Ingles set a career high with 7 3-pointers and 27 points as the Jazz surprised the top-seeded Rockets 116-108 in Houston. Game 3 will be Friday in Salt Lake City. The Tampa Bay Lightning have the upper hand in their Stanley Cup second-round series against the Boston Bruins, and San Jose is even their second-round series with Vegas at a game each. Andre Palat scored twice in the first 3:19 to put the Lightning ahead to stay in a 4-1 win at Boston. Game 4 will be Friday in Boston. In San Jose, Martin Jones recorded his second shutout of the postseason and sixth of his playoff career, stopping 34 shots in the Sharks' 4-0 win over the Golden Knights. The Knights will host Game 5 on Friday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.